Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
15 minutes, John Lopez's six Texans that could be Texans. Also, the world-famous Landry Locker game-by-game analysis for your Houston Texans 2019 schedule in the noon hour. Thanks for having lunch with us. Send us pictures of your lunch, 713-572-4610. It is lying season, J-Lo, with the draft approaching, with free agency. We're going to be lied to, and as members of the media, you've been doing it a little longer than I have, 3 decades covering your favorite teams around town. I don't mind being lied to about certain things. But
you expect it.
I expect it from GMs, coaches, and a lot of times you're lying with a purpose. So if you're going to lie with a purpose, I'm okay being lied to. However, yesterday, as the Houston Astros were trying to extend their win streak to 11 games, they were down one run in the top of the ninth with a runner on first and second. And at the plate was Robinson Chirinos. And Robinson Chirinos, despite the fact that he's had a very good season, in a perfect world, you would like to be in a situation where you have someone on the bench, especially in the American League, that you could pinch hit for Robinson Chirinos in that situation, and then maybe put Stassi in at catcher if you take the lead or tie
right,
it up.
Right, right.
We were hopeful before last season that guy was going to be Tyler White. We had Tyler White on the show last year. There was a time where he was carrying the offense, and we had hopes that maybe Tyler White would be the everyday DH. Maybe he'd be someone you could rely on heavily this season. Early on in the season, Tyler White's hitting .241 and slugging .276. And what's most troubling about Tyler White to me is, one, that he's not that guy that you can rely on to pinch hit for Chirinos in that situation. That bothers me. And number two, that he lied to us when he was on the air with us after the Astros got eliminated to the Boston Red Sox.
He lied to us?
He straight up lied to us. Because if
you
look
any proof?
I do have proof. And you're damn right, I'm gonna proof. I'm not gonna call someone a liar without proof. This ain't no
it's a bold statement.
Hey,
man.
This ain't no nickel and dime. This is in the list. This is the number one sports radio show in Houston.
I didn't know that.
Tyler White,
thank you, by the way,
has put on about 15 pounds since last season. And that's alarming. Number one, not because I'm trying to fat shame somebody.
Right.
But number one, he was already big to begin with.
Sure.
And number two, this is what he told us last year when I asked him what he wanted to improve in the offseason.
I think just getting some confidence this year, putting up good numbers, giving myself an opportunity to play every day and know that I can do it and that I could. I think that's big. And just obviously trying to get myself into the best shape I can this offseason.
What shape? Circle?
But you're not going to fat shame anyone. No, I mean, it's fair. It's a fair statement because we, you know, he joined us during the postseason run, I believe every Wednesday, and we had him, you know, after they got eliminated as well. But I'm telling you, he's bigger than he was last year.
Here, one more time, Tyler White. What are you doing this offseason?
Trying to get myself into the best shape I can this offseason.
Okay, and he even said, obviously, this is my problem with Tyler White, and he was a very, very nice guy. Number one, they need your bat. They need the Astros need another bat off the bench that they can rely on to provide some pop. Number two, when you yourself say, obviously, you need to get in better shape and you come in out of shape, either you have a thyroid problem or you don't respect what you're around. You don't respect that you have the most professional clubhouse you could ever be a part of. You have George Springer. You have Jose Altuve. You have Carlos Correa.
Right.
You have even Yuli Gurriel, who's been around the block in other countries playing baseball as long as you have. You have a lot of guys that you can look up to and that you should actually feel more pressure to win over their approval with this. And when you come in out of shape, if a Houston Texan player did this, hell, James Harden came in out of shape 3 years ago, and that's James freaking Harden. James freaking Harden came in out of shape, and we still talk about it the year that Kevin McHale got fired. We see Texan players come out of shape. Ryan Fitzpatrick yesterday in Miami was getting fat shamed, and it's we're 5 months away from the season. When you're trying to take that next step in your career, mm-hmm. and you come in as out of shape as Tyler White is, and they can't even rely on you to pinch hit for Robinson Chirinos when they're trying to extend the streak, you got to look in the mirror and you got to do whatever's necessary. I don't know what happened. If he was hitting, it'd be one thing, but clearly he's out of shape and clearly he's not hitting as he was last year. Tyler White lied to me. Get it together, please. Or else just go get another bat and just send him on his way to wherever the hell he wants to go.
I think this problem's going to take care of itself because because of what you just said. I think this clubhouse, while this is one of the closest teams I've ever been around. It's a team that clearly likes one another, but it's also about accountability, and that's a
especially
word.
Especially when you're Tyler White.
That's a word exactly. That's a word that's thrown around oftentimes too casually, and it's not sincere. But they sincerely are about accountability in here. We know Jeff Luhnow doesn't play. We know AJ Hinch doesn't play. And that trickles down to the veterans on this team. So that's the first part of why I think this is going to take care of itself. The second part, they got prospects, man. I mean, they got guys ready, chomping at the bit, you know, to come up and maybe make some noise and replace you. So look, I'm not saying, you know, Seth Beer is going to come up. He's an eight ball player, but they've got guys that can come up and get it done.
They got guys they can sign. You need bats off the bench. You can find those guys, but Tyler White, you really disappoint me. You're a nice young man, but you got to be better than this. You got to be more professional. You owe it to this organization. You owe it to the guys that have already established this foundation, and you don't need to be coming in out of shape. I know it's hard at times to lose weight, and you know, people struggle. It's your job. You knew you had to do it, and you came in fat out of shape. And instead mm-hmm. of being up there hitting the ball for the Astros when they're trying to win their 11th game, you're on the bench, and I have to watch Robinson Chirinos get out and in the win streak. But the Astros will be fine. Tyler White, you just got to get it together. Just get it together. I don't like being lied to. I don't mind being lied to by NFL players and coaches at this time, but you got to be a little bit better than that.
Yep,
Good news from last night. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Rockets completely dominated, and I mean dominated, the Utah Jazz. 118-98, James Harden with 32 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. Moderate game statistically for Clint Capella, but he still had Rudy Gobert basically chasing his tail. The Jazz center, defensive player of the year last year, finishes it with a minus 20. Mm-hmm. Game 3 Friday night. Utah much better at home, but the OG John Lopez says...
It's over. It's absolutely over. You got nothing to worry about. The Rockets are going to win this series probably in five, maybe even fewer than that. But I know there are exceptions. You know, well, actually, guy is probably going to make an appearance on the text board and say, well, what about the Rockets in 19 blah, 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 or what about the whomevers in 19 whatever? I'm telling you, this team right now, those are exceptions, first of all. But this team right now, the way it's playing, the way James Harden is just giving them fits, they've had a good plan against the Rockets. We talked about it with Tim McMahon yesterday. The plan seemed to be pretty sound. They're still getting destroyed. This series is over. O-V-A-OVA. And they're going to, there's no way the Rockets are going
to
lose.
I have to check that spelling.
There's no way the Rockets are going to lose four of the next five games. No way.
All right, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I picked the Rockets to win the series. I thought it would be a little bit harder, but let me ask you this. Does it come back to Houston? Does the series come back to Houston, or do the Rockets sweep the Jazz?
I would say the Jazz will probably squeak one out just from pure boredom.
Could I interest you in stats?
Mm-hmm.
On the road this year, the Jazz were 21-20. Right. Not a very good road team.
Right.
But at home, they were 29-12. They're one of the they're one of the top five home teams in the NBA. I believe they're top four. Mm-hmm. 29-12. It's not an easy place to play. It's a lot easier to yuck it up there.
And there's some awful fans there, and they might get into Harden's head a little bit, or he might just have one of those nights. You know, he's prone to have that 9-for-29, you know, from 3-point range night. That's the other thing about last night. It was so easy because they were just making everything.
There was never even a threat.
They were just making everything.
There was never even a threat. And you know what? The most pleasant thing, for as bad of an offseason as Daryl Morey had with Carmelo Anthony, which we both think was an absolute joke and, mm-hmm. and a waste of time, bringing in Austin Rivers, Kenneth Faried, and House.
Yeah.
I mean,
all three of them have been big contributors.
Rockets have depth.
Yeah.
And that's the one advantage. If you're saying it's over, then let's just go ahead and do it, because, you know, we're not powerful enough to jinx. just looking at the Rockets versus Warriors, Boogie Cousins out for the remainder of the playoffs. Rockets had an advantage in depth last year. Mm-hmm. That advantage in depth is so significant this year. It's not even close when it comes to how many horses Mike D'Antoni can throw out there compared to Steve Kerr.
We're going to have time to talk about the matchup with the Warriors. I think my only caution would be...
They're the Warriors?
That's one way to put it. The other way I was going to put it is you kind of feel this way every year, right? Well, this year we can do this and the Rockets can do that and... What happens? You still lose to them. They're just so good. You might have some better odds here and there, but that doesn't mean that the odds are to win. You know?
Yeah. I mean, but you know, every little bit helps.
But you're playing.
You'll be playing. Hopefully, Warriors and Clippers too. That series tied at one. Not really taking the Clippers serious yet, but the 31-point victory. Mike Meltzer brought up a good point yesterday at halftime when the Rockets were cruising. He said that. You know how Mike is. I went over to his house to watch the game, and he's like, what is your message to the team at halftime if you're Mike D'Antoni? And I was like, hell, I don't know, Mike. Don't take your foot off the gas. Like, just keep going. Keep trucking. A run is going to come. Weather the storm. Mike looks at me like, oh, you know, he's sipping tea, literally. He literally offered me a tea. I said,
was it like Kermit? Good. It was
pretty much. Yeah. He had like his hot tea. Mike Meltzer's like a hot tea connoisseur. So he looks at me
and he goes,
"That's
the least surprising thing in history."
Yeah, that is
Mike Meltzer drinking hot tea.
Yeah, that's a notch above Zion Williamson declaring for the draft earlier this week.
That's right.
But he goes, "You know what my message is?" Just takes a sip of tea. The Clippers were down 31 points. That's my message. Actually, a pretty good message.
That's not a bad message. What I used to do is I used to set a single third quarter goal. Not say like, "Hey guys, you know, don't let up," or you know, these guys can come back just like we've come back on other teams. Those are all fine. But I would like actually set, hey, we need to let's try to do this. Let's try to get three stops in the first 5 minutes, force three turnovers, and let's try to shoot over 50% in the first 5 minutes. That way it's not, you're not looking at the scoreboard. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You're like, guys, if we and then in a timeout or something, you say, guys, we're only shooting about 40% right now. We got to pick it up. That way you're not going to give up the big lead.
By the way, I'm talking about lying and how I hate being lied to. Loophole just got me.
How's that?
Game three is Saturday, not Friday. I apologize. I got my dates mixed up. Sorry to you. Shout out to all the loopholes, though. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Are the Texans already looking at a replacement for Jadeveon Clowney? Are they just doing their due diligence? And six Texans that could be Texans next week when the draft begins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.